USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
On the heels of President Donald Trump's NATO appearance in Brussels, Secretary of Defense James Mattis is in Norway for bilateral talks with his Norwegian counterparts. President Trump has said he believes in NATO, but criticized member nations for not spending enough on defense. Mattis reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to defense cooperation with Norway.
We do not take this relationship for granted, and our goal must be to always sustain the high degree of trust that exists between our peoples.
Self-described dirty trickster in American politics, Roger Stone, who's taken credit for persuading President Trump to get into politics, is now acknowledging that he is likely the unnamed Trump campaign regular who corresponded with an alleged Russian hacker. But in an interview with CNN last night, Stone denied any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a conviction. Even Russian intelligence agents in the United States have a presumption of innocence until they're proven guilty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Police in San Francisco arrested a suspected serial rapist who they say posed as a rideshare driver to prey on women. Investigators say 37-year-old Orlando Vilches-Lazo intercepted women as they left nightclubs pretending to be the car that they had ordered. San Francisco Police Commander Greg McCurchin.
These assaults were violent rapes committed by a serial rapist, a sexual deviant predator who was not going to stop until he was caught.
The rideshare app Lyft released a statement but said they deactivated him when they learned of the rape allegations. Attorneys for the family of a man shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies are claiming there was a group of violent officers working within the department. Dante Taylor's family filed a $50 million claim against the department for his fatal 2016 shooting. Attorney John Sweeney says the two deputies are part of a violent clique that work out of the Compton Sheriff's Station and have matching tattoos.
They are part of a more violent aspect of policing.
He says they earn their ink by doing violent acts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Democrats use their weekly address to criticize the president's choice of Judge Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court nominee. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal stressing in the address that a lot's at stake with Kavanaugh's nomination. The Connecticut senator saying affordable health care and a woman's right to abortion could be jeopardized if Kavanaugh is confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice to succeed the retiring Anthony Kennedy. The senator also accusing President Trump of choosing Kavanaugh to uphold his own political agenda and to please far right-wing organizations.
This president, in a dramatic departure from his predecessors, set extreme ideological litmus tests for this Supreme Court nominee.
Blumenthal calling on Americans who share his and the Democrats' views of the Kavanaugh pick to stand up and express themselves. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Outrage over a highway arrest leads to two officers in Roswell, Georgia, being put on administrative leave. Their actions are under investigation following the release of dash cam video from April, showing the officers in a patrol car deciding whether to release or arrest a driver by using a coin flip app, allegedly without recording the speed that Sarah Webb was driving at. She's now speaking out about the incident, demanding justice.
That's not fair. Other people's freedom, other people's lives are not a game, and these are the people that we're supposed to be trusting.
Charges against Webb have now been dropped. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.